Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now. Age of Radio.
What's going on, everybody? This is episode 261 of the Dark Windows podcast. My name is Kevin.
And I'm Kevin.
And today has already fucking sucked.
Yeah, it has. I understand.
Yeah. So we won't go into it too far, but we both have had fucking deaths in the family today with unrelated people. So that's super sucked.
Yeah.
But, yeah. This is how we're going to cope with it, I guess.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, you know, yours is, you know, your uncle and.
Yeah.
Mine's my great aunt, but, you know, and mine was just because she was, you know, a little bit older.
Yeah. No, my uncle was kind of like out of the fucking blue. Like.
Yeah. Yours was out of the blue.
Massive heart attack and that's it.
Which sucks. You know,
it sure fucking does.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so let's this week's mine, my episode, and I was like, you know what, we haven't talked about some creature stuff in a long time. Let's talk about creature stuff.
Yeah, let's do it.
So we're gonna talk about some fae. That's what we're gonna cover this week. And before we get to those, let's mention that a few fae that I know we've talked about. At least I believe we talked about the Doolahan, which is which is the male or female white person that goes around headless riding on a horse.
Yes.
Now, I must confess, I'm making this list up off of what we have covered off the top of my head. So if I'm wrong, then I'm wrong, and Kevin's going to correct me.
I can probably throw a couple in if you miss them, but.
And like I said, you know, you're going to correct me if I'm wrong.
Let's see what you got then.
Which is only fair.
So you got the Doolahan.
And then, so the other one I can remember is the Bochan. I'm pretty sure we covered that.
The Bochan?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we covered that one.
That one's not ringing a bell. I know we covered the Nuklevi.
Yeah. There was also the Selkie. Yeah, right? Yeah, Selkie, and then there was a couple others I know for sure that we've covered that I was like, oh, we've talked about those.
Okay.
I'm pretty
That was not ringing a bell that we've covered it, I don't think, though. Either way.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Selkie's a water dog. There you go.
Yeah.
Kelpies are fucking interesting, though.
Yep.
Water horse.
Yes.
Drown your shit.
I mean, the Bochan, they're a type of goblin, hobgoblin, that is fond of tricks and something, and sometimes they're dangerous.
Yeah, they're assholes. They're fae. None of them are pleasant, generally.
Well,
If you, unless you stay on their good side.
Well, we'll talk about that at the end. Okay, because I didn't know something, and I was like, what the hell? And I came across it, and I was like, oh, hey. So the first one that I believe that we have not talked about, I'm pretty damn sure we have not talked about, is the Fir Gorda. Okay?
No. That's a Scottish one, though. I know that much.
They're a Celtic creature that came about during the time of the famine.
Mm-hmm.
So they're Irish.
Yeah. Sorry. Yep.
The most common lore behind the Fir there's the Fir Gorda, and then there's the Fir Gordash.
Okay.
They're kind male, of
female.
They're kind of the same.
Okay.
The common lore behind it is it occurs as a result of fairy magic.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense for what we're talking about.
Their found in fields is cursed by the fairies of the Unseelie court. Now, we'll talk about the Unseelie after.
Okay.
Because they're a whole nother realm.
All right.
A fairy or fae?
Yeah.
Fairy, fae.
Same difference.
Sort of, I guess. Now, whether a source of famine or fairy, if you stand in the hungry grass, which, you know, if you stand in an area of death,
mm-hmm.
Okay, slowly you begin to starve and descend into madness. So kind of, you
that
know,
sounds pleasant.
Yeah. You eat and you eat, but no amount of food will ever fill the void in your stomach. The mind snaps, convincing the poor, cursed individual that they're starving to death. So basically, you know, it's kind of like, oh, shit. God damn it. I'm trying to.
Starts with a W.
No. What? Wendigo.
Yeah, a little Wendigo.
Yeah, Wendigo. But there was another thing I was thinking of because it's kind of reminding me of the same thing. Kind of like snapped to me when I was, you know, going through this, but then it kind of like I forgot about it and I just snapped back into me. Because there's something else I've seen where, like, you know, no matter how much you eat, you know, or drink or whatever, it's just not enough, and you just basically you kind of like you kill yourself by, you know, eating yourself to death.
Okay. Because
you think, you know, it's just not enough.
That's also part of the you know, the first Pirates of the Caribbean movie where they're cursed. The entire.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No matter what you eat, it tastes like sand.
Yep.
I
can see where you took this from, you fucking useless turd.
I did not. I did not at all. I actually didn't even put two and two together until you just said that. So,
speaking of that, I did see, I believe it was on Instagram. Fucking Marshawn Lynch was doing something Pirates of the Caribbean related at fucking Disney for some show that he does. And like they got him all dressed up as like Jack Sparrow and he's just running around being fucking Marshawn Lynch, but as a pirate.
Oh,
and
yeah?
I really, really want to see that in a movie because he is a weird, weird dude.
Huh.
Him and Johnny Depp in a pirate movie together would be incredible.
I would say yes.
Yeah, because it'd be like, oh no, it's Jack Sparrow's long lost black brother, and I want to fucking see it.
Yeah,
it's amazing. Because again, Marshawn Lynch, fantastic football player, weird dude.
You know who I'd like to also see is if he plays the kind of the same character as he did, Skarsgård there that played Floki.
Okay.
how he was all like, you know, like.
You know, yeah, but his there. Is like he drove himself crazy with ancient magic. These guys are like, I spent way too much time in the sun, and then Marshawn Lynch just has smoked himself crazy.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. And I mean, and then if you put Snoop Dogg in as another pirate captain, and ooh. Terry Crews somewhere with no shirt on, I'm fucking in. Because like okay. you could put Terry Crews in fucking Les Miserables, and I'd watch it. And I goddamn hate musicals, but it's Terry Crews, and I love that man.
Yeah.
So
Okay, okay, I could see that. And I mean, definitely Snoop Dogg would.
Snoop Dogg is just a fucking stone to the bone pirate captain. Yeah, I'm in.
With but that. Gets super serious.
No, just he's fucking Snoop Dogg, just dressed up like a pirate.
But he
changed
but,
his name and just let him be himself.
Yeah, but then you would think he would be like, you know, super like, you know, so chill, and all of a sudden he gets snaps and gets serious, and you're like, oh fuck.
He has that motherfucking moment, and then
yeah, yep, for sure.
Either that, or we just need to recast. Like, I know I'm guilty of disliking shit when they fucking recast things for the sake of being woke and shit. Like, I think if you were to leave me in charge of casting a black Pirates of the Caribbean, I could make a fucking kick-ass movie.
Hmm. It's almost like...
Because you know Sam Jackson's in it, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dropping motherfuckers.
You put
like
Sam Jackson in as Barbarossa? Or, is it Barbarossa?
Yeah.
Barbossa.
Barbossa. Yeah.
Barbarossa was...
I was going to go
Barbarossa
with it.
Was a German operation where they... I believe that was when they invaded Russia...
I was going to go with it anyway, so I didn't really care. I was like, yeah, it sounds about right, you know? Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Fuck it, you know?
Yeah. Morgan Freeman is the governor of South Carolina. Yes. Yes. He takes over as the he takes the position as the governor. He'd be perfect for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. All right, I'll go with it.
Okay.
All right.
All right, so... Patreon.com/Dark Windows Podcast. Donate so we can fund Black Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes. It will happen. Oh, and by the way, like, since we got off of this.
And
tangent,
we'll get Larry Bird in there somewhere because, like, dude, come on. Anybody that played that long in the NBA that, and I quote, you're not really going to put a white guy on me, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Larry Bird's kind of black.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
yeah.
You throw Kevin Garnett in there because he's funny as shit.
True.
Watched it. I saw a thing from back when he, like, the year he retired. He was Bob Costas interviewing him outside of the locker room. He's got this, like, Bob's got this awful fucking suit on. And he's like, he's doing the interview and he goes, listen, man, I appreciate your time for interviewing me. I really do. You need to do me a favor. What's that? And he goes, I need you to go home. I need you to take that suit off and I need you to burn it because it is awful. It's like, burn the jacket, burn your tie. Burn your shoes. I don't know what your underwear look like, but burn those too. Burn all of it. It's awful. Don't ever do that again. And then he just like pats him on the shoulder and walks away. It's like, God damn, dude, Kevin Garnett's a fucking savage.
He is. So speaking of like redos and everything else, I had to say it because since you got onto the, you know, redo thing, I watched Little Mermaid and
it's terrible. I watched parts of it too.
Oh.
It's not because she's black. It's because they did a really, really bad job CGI and shit.
I didn't like it.
It was awful.
I was just like, what? There's too much singing.
You can't make flounder look like an actual flounder because those are ugly goddamn fish.
I don't give a shit. They should have made him look a fucking flounder.
Flounder are fucking weird. They're like flat.
But flounder really wasn't a flounder in the
I know.
Movie.
That's what I'm saying. In the remake, he was.
No.
Yes. And they made Sebastian look too much like a crab and not enough like a lobster crab hybrid like he was in the cartoon.
It's true. And
the seagull was fucking annoying. I don't know who voiced that thing, but holy shit.
Yeah.
They need to stop immediately.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Anyway.
Yeah. I was like, oh man, this is terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't pissed that, you know, like you said, you know. It was a black girl, played it, whatever. I don't give a fuck. But, like, the sisters playing a role in the thing. No, they didn't. I didn't even hardly ever saw them. What the fuck?
You know what I want?
What?
I want an accurate to the original story Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
That shit would be rated R.
Oh, my God.
That is dark. Yeah. Yeah. Do that. You want to remake Disney movies? Go after the fucking the Brothers Grimm version or the, you know, Hans Christian Andersen version of all these stories and do them from there. Holy shit.
Yeah. You're not going to sleep.
No, not even a little bit. Anyway.
Anyway, back to the Fear Gorda. So, Fear Gorda also stands for Hungry Man, if you didn't get that. It's not a man at all. They're an ethereal being or fairy.
It's also a really, really not good microwave dinner. Hungry Mans aren't good.
Yes. I don't know. I haven't had one in a long time.
They're not great.
Well. Okay.
The mashed potatoes are all the same consistency. It's like the it's got the same mouthfeel as toothpaste, and I'm not down for it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. So they're skeletal in physique, and their faces are gaunt and haggard, hollow cheeks and angular bones, covered by thinly stretched sallow skin. His emaciated figure is a horrific image to behold. His clothing is nothing but tatters and rags, and to all intent and purposes, he looks kind of like the Walking Dead.
Yeah, so it's a Irish Wendigo.
Zombie.
Revenant.
Sure.
Irish, but the description, minus the clothes, is the same thing as a Wendigo.
Yeah. So they all come up, so these two all come about because around the whole famine period.
Yeah. Where the fucking English starved the Irish out of their own island. Sons of bitches.
Now,
they won't take credit for it, but...
Now, when you think of, like, a zombie, something like that, you think, you know, bad. Okay? Well, it's not true. Because the Fear Gorder can be either malevolent or benevolent. It just depends on its mood and the welcome it receives.
Okay.
Okay? He is known to call house to house, begging... And if it is treated kindly, it has the ability to bestow good blessings and wealth on those he deems worthy. Of course, those who are unkind will feel his wrath and suffer abject poverty, famine, and ultimately death.
Yeah, because you're being a dick.
Yes. So fucking be good when a Fear Gorda comes to your house and, you know, knocks on it.
Don't be a cunt. Just give it food or whatever.
So protection from this... thing is not certain, but what is thought you can use to protect yourself if you're an asshole is actually to carry a crust of bread in your pocket, which may protect you from starvation effects of stepping on the hungry grass.
Okay.
So if you happen to step on that grass that's like, you know, well, pretty much most grass if you go to like a battlefield or whatever where death has happened, you know. Or most of Ireland, because, you know, fucking battles have taken place all over.
It seems like the same kind of mythology where they're like, no, just bring a dog with you and throw it at it instead and run away.
It is also believed that crumbs of bread spread over the affected area will somehow reverse the curse over those recently afflicted.
Okay.
So basically, spread those crumbs, and if they step on it, boom, they won't be... a fucking Walking Dead anymore. They'll be normal.
Okay, that's interesting enough.
Ultimately, the salting and burning of the field is believed to bring the closure to the curse.
Okay, yeah, and, so you gotta, like, supernatural it and...
Yeah.
You know, salt, burn the bones.
Now, so that's for the Fear Grodash, okay? Mm-hmm. But the Fear Groda is a different story. Him being a fairy... Not that kind of fairy either.
What are you, some kind of fag?
He's more solitary and has no master. There is no protection from his power. So decimation and despair will awaken him, and his withered skeletal figure will unfurl and has no point. He just kind of goes out willy-nilly.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing you can do. Just, you know, fucking stay the fuck out of the way, pretty much. That's all you can do.
Yeah, fair enough.
So the next fae is not from the British Isles, because I didn't know that it spread over to Japan as well.
Oh, yeah, dude. The fae creatures and shit are all over the place. That's what yokai are, essentially, would be fae.
Oh, okay. So then we kind of... Well, we covered some yokai then.
Oh, we did a whole last episode of yokai.
Yeah.
You can go back and listen to it.
If
you want, I mean...
Yeah, you can.
It's not even on Patreon. Patreon.com/Darkman.
Getting your plug in, huh?
Nope.
That's twice.
I said it wasn't on there.
Oh.
Jesus.
Oh, okay.
Pay attention, stupid.
Sorry. Sorry. I didn't mean it.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, the next fae is the Kitsune, which is a Japanese fae.
That's a fox. What?
All right, fucker.
Like, you're anybody doing... with basic knowledge of Pokemon knows that.
All right, well, fine.
It's a nine-tailed fox.
You son of a bitch.
Sorry.
Were you looking at my...
No, I just, I know things that you don't.
You motherfucker. Well,
you blew all this time going to college and doing dumb shit. Well, I was actually reading important things that would be pertinent to my future. Okay, fine.
Well, first off, you're partially right and partially wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, yes, they are a fox that possesses paranormal abilities, mm-hmm. but they can have up to nine tails. It just depends upon their age, power, and wisdom. Okay, so you have to, you know, rank up.
And also, there's one in Monster Hunter in one of the side books, if you paid attention to that, too. Dickhole.
In Monster Hunter?
Yeah, it was one of the anthology books where other people wrote stories.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I did not.
Yep.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, okay. I'll have to listen to that, then, because I did not listen to all of those side books.
You're fuck up.
I know. It's all right. Anyway, moving on. So the only way to kill a kitsune is to cut off all of its tails. As it is said that one of the tails is to be its main tail and the source of all its power.
Ah, yeah.
Not knowing which tail is the main one.
You gotta lop all those shits off.
Yeah, you have to, you know, cut them all off. Now, 1, 5, 7, and 9 tails are the most common numbers in folk stories. When a kitsune gains its ninth tail, its fur becomes white or gold.
Yep.
They are a fox for 100 years, and then, after getting that ninth tail, they gain access to another power. And this is being able to shapeshift.
Doesn't matter. Nothing has got a cooler power than the Tanuki with its magical ball sack.
True. They can go from being a fox to a human and then back again. The kitsune can be either male or female and usually take the form of a young Japanese girls, beautiful women, and or older men. There are two common classifications of kitsune. There's the Zenko, which is... literally means good foxes. There are benevolent celestial foxes associated with the god Inari, and they're sometimes simply called Inari foxes. The other hand, there's the Yakko, which literally means field foxes.
If you look up the Pokemon Ninetales.
I know. Yeah. That's where I was going to, son of a bitch.
No. You probably went, oh, it's Eevee, and it's not.
No.
No, because Eevee is a different type of fox that can turn into different shit.
No, Ninetales. That's one fox.
Eevee was one of the more badass Pokemon there was, too, actually.
Yes, Eevee was. Just saying. Because Eevee can turn into a lot of different ones.
Ninetales starts off as a Vulpix.
It does.
I hate that I knew that off the top of my fucking head, too.
For example, a Ninko is an invisible fox spirit that human beings can only perceive when it possesses them.
Yeah, and a Vaporeon is what happens when you hit Eevee with a fucking water stone.
Yes.
Yeah. Jolteon's the lightning stone.
Electric. And,
yeah.
Yeah. They all have, you know.
Yeah, there's a shitload of them.
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
Yeah, Vampirion, Jolteon.
I can't remember the flame one, fire one.
Flamignon. Flamignon.
The one Gordon Ramsay really likes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I know what that one is. I know what it is, but I just don't know what it is off the top of my head.
I don't either.
It starts with an E-O-N. Ends with an E-O-N. Anyway. Another tradition classifies kitsune into one of 13 types defined by supernatural abilities and the kitsune.
Flareon, by the way. Sorry.
Okay, Flareon. And the abilities the kitsune possesses. Now, you may be thinking, damn, this thing sounds like a weird Pokemon, and I agree. But hold on.
Which one's this that we're talking about that sounds like a Pokemon?
The kitsune.
We've been over that.
It is.
It is.
Yeah. But
Hole.
holes. Yes. Because now we're going to jump to another sci-fi, another anime. We're going to jump to Dragon Ball Z.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because this is where I went with it. Kitsunes have this thing called Kitsune Balls. Okay? Or Star Balls.
Okay.
Okay. Remember Star Balls from...
Yeah.
Yep.
You know who you're talking to, right?
I know. Yeah. Whoa. Which is a small white golden ball that is a Kitsune's most prized possession, since it is almost like their life force in a ball. If you get your hands on a Kitsune Star Ball, you would have the ability to control the Kitsune and make it do your bidding. However, the Kitsune hate being stripped of their freedom, and when the Kitsune gets their Star Ball back, well, they're gonna fuck you up.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you just done fucked with the wrong person.
Yeah. And if they don't, fucking Shenron will, so.
Yes.
But you have to have all of them for that.
True, you do. You have to.
Krillin is probably going to die at some point, because he always does.
Yeah.
Which makes me sad, because
either him or Goku.
Goku doesn't die, you asshole.
Yes, he does.
Fucking when?
A lot.
Yeah, not permanently.
No, because they always bring his ass back.
Who was the other one that died? Like, constantly. Shit.
Ciampa.
Yeah. No, there was one that died permanently. He had three eyes, and I can't remember his name. Piccolo's a bad motherfucker. He was one of my favorites in Dragon Ball.
He was a bad motherfucker that became soft, just like...
Yeah, but he would still fuck your face in.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
True. I mean, he didn't become super soft. Now... One other character becomes soft when it comes to his wife.
Vegeta.
Vegeta. Yeah.
And he, again, will fuck your face in.
Because Vegeta's like, screw you, everything else. And then his wife's like, Vegeta, do this. And he's like, I don't want to. Okay, I'll do it.
Fine,
I'll do it. But anyway.
Bulma's hot, dude. Like, why the fuck else would he not?
I know.
You know?
I still wonder why what's her name? God damn it.
Goku's wife?
Yeah.
Chi-Chi.
Why the fuck she sticks around?
Because he's fucking Goku.
He must have like a huge one.
He can throw it down. He'll blow her back out on a regular basis.
Woof.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus. When you have one kid and then you have another one like 15 years later.
It just happens. It just fucking happens.
I mean, she's like still the same age.
Anyway, before people think we're fucking weebs, let's get away from Japan. Unless you have more in Japan.
No.
No, oh, thank Christ.
Okay. So now the next one we're going to talk about.
Inuyasha is another good show, though. Just throwing that out there.
What?
You've never watched Inuyasha? Yeah.
Never heard of it.
It was on Adult Swim. Yeah. It was good. Mm. Lupin the Third's good, too.
Never heard of it.
But that was an old one. That's from like the 70s or 80s.
Hmm. Never heard of it.
Yeah, it was good.
Interesting.
Yeah. It would definitely get canceled now because they sexually harassed the shit out of the female detective on that show. Oh, yeah. Like,
so,
regular.
So the next one that we're going to cover, we're going to talk about, I know that some of you may have heard of it, and I know for fucking sure Kevin has heard of it.
How many you got? How many more you got, though? Just trying to plan a break here.
I don't know. A few more?
Okay.
I know Kevin has heard of this, and when I mention the name of this creature, you're gonna go, oh yeah, I hate those fuckers, and I know you're gonna be like, yeah, fuck those things, for sure. So, they suck to kill when you're much lower level, I'll just put it that way, And the next creature is the Spriggan.
Oh, yeah. Spriggans are a bitch, dude.
Unless
you have magic. Fire. Doesn't have to be magic. You can have a
staff.
A weapon that does flame damage, too.
It's true.
Or you can just have the flame breath shout. You can jack them off that way pretty good, too.
That's like... You wouldn't have that right off.
No, but you can get a weapon that does sword damage. Fire damage. Yeah. And besides, fucking Skyrim's been out since 2011. Don't play it vanilla. Mod that shit. Don't be a bitch.
It's true. All right. All right.
My favorite, like, one of my favorites is I found a mod for, like, realistic armor.
Yeah.
So I have, like, actual, like, Viking-style, Roman-style armor shit like that.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Now, so when I saw a Spriggan, I was like, what the fuck? I didn't know
Cocksuckers.
I had no clue that Spriggan were actual fae creatures.
Yup.
Didn't know that. They're often depicted as grotesquely ugly, wizened old men with large, childlike heads.
Yep.
But in Skyrim, they're fucking bees or something.
No, it's like a chick.
Yeah, but they're like bees. They're like
they use bees, you know? But it's a like definitely like a very female.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got birth and hips and stuff like that. True.
They are said to be found at old ruins, cairns, and burrows. Of course, yes, they are. Well, yes. Was that where they were found in Skyrim? I think so. Yeah,
yeah, somewhere in there, yeah.
And they're guarding buried treasures. Of course, that's why. I never thought about that.
They're pretty similar to the Leshy, too, from The Witcher.
Ah.
Another forest spirit thing.
Okay. Okay. Although small in stature, they have often been considered to be the ghost of giants and retain gigantic strength and have the ability to swell to enormous size. Spriggans were notorious for their unpleasant dispositions and delighted in working mischief against those who offended them. Of course, every time you go fucking near them or close to them, they attack your ass.
Mm-hmm. And they control animals, too. At least in Skyrim.
They do.
They send bears and shit after you.
Yeah.
Cunts.
Cunts, bitches.
Anyway. Fucking hookers. Anyway, what's the next one?
They raise sudden whirlwinds to terrify travelers, sent storms to blight crops, and sometimes stole away mortal children, leaving their ugly changelings in their place.
Changelings are fucking creepy, too.
Yes. They were blamed if a house was robbed or a building collapsed, or if cattle were stolen.
Yep.
So, let's take a break here, and we'll come back with the next one.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
All right, so here's the next one we're going to talk about. It's another one of those that I would not have thought would have actually been a fae, since their only time I've actually heard of them was in the Harry Potter movies. Movies, yeah. This creature is the boggart.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't, I'm like.
No, the boggart's a boogeyman kind of dealie.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, it's from English folklore. They are a household spirit or a malevolent protector of a place. The household form causes mischief and things to disappear, milk to sour and dogs to go lame. The boggarts inhabiting marshes or holes in the ground are often attributed to more serious evil doing, such as the abduction of children.
Mm-hmm.
It is said that the boggart crawls into people's beds at night and puts a clammy hand on their faces. So they basically molest them.
It's a, baby. It's a sleep paralysis demon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes he strips the bed sheets off them. What a rotten bastard.
Yeah.
You would like it. You'd be okay
with it. No, I don't. I can't sleep with that sheets on anymore. Huh? I've been domesticated. So long story short, I didn't use bed sheets until I met my wife. And then I had to put sheets on the bed because she refused to sleep without sheets. So
I used to go down to his bedroom, wake him the fuck up or something. Or I'd go down, we'd go play, I don't know. I'd be his bookie.
Yeah, because I kept strange hours.
I'd be his bookie for Metal Gear or...
Metal Gear.
I don't know. Metal Gear. And when it wasn't your grandmother.
Right.
You know, I was your side piece when it came to Metal Gear. And, you know, I'm like, dude, how the fuck do you sleep without goddamn sheets on your bed? I don't know. I just do.
Because it keeps you cool. Again, I've been domesticated. Like
he has,
you know.
So sometimes a boggart will also pull on a person's ears,
pubic hair.
No, not ears, not pubic hair.
That'd be even worse.
Oof,
yeah,
crazy.
Get a fistful of your short and curlies and just yanking your crotch around. That hurt. Yeah,
yeah.
You ever zip those things up?
Yes, that
shit hurts.
It hurts. Oh,
yeah.
Oh. So they actually hang on a horse, on a I'm sorry, let me start that again. Hanging a horseshoe on the door of a house and leaving a pile of salt outside your bedroom are said to keep a boggart away. The recorded folklore of boggarts is remarkably varied as their appearance and size. Many are described as relatively human-like in form, though usually kind of uncouth. They're not good.
Yeah, we've established that.
They're very ugly and whatever. Other accounts describe boggarts having more completely beast-like forms. The bogger of Longerhead from Yorkshire was said to be a fearsome creature the size of a calf, with long shaggy hair and eyes like a with long shaggy hair and eyes like saucers. It trailed a long chain after itself, which made noise like the banging of hounds. The bogger of Hackensack Hall in Lancashire.
Boggart of Hackensack, New Jersey.
Yes, I almost said that.
That was just a real asshole.
had the appearance of a huge horse. Boggarts feature prominently in a number of popular fantasy novels, like I mentioned, Harry Potter. The others include the Boggles in C.S. Lewis's The Chronicles of Narnia.
Oh, yeah. Sounds about right.
The Boggart in Susan Cooper's The Boggart. And the Boggart in The Monster. The Boggart in the Septimus Heap series. Don't know what the hell
Never
that
heard
is.
Of it.
The boggarts in Joseph Delaney's The Wardenstone Chronicles. Don't know what that is. Also in William Maine's Earthfast.
Hmm. These all sound like they could be interesting series to get into, though.
Yeah, Tasha Tudor's Corgi related picture books. Don't know. Other books include Spiderwick Chronicles. I've heard of it.
Yep.
And Mark Delfonico's Convergent World books. Never heard of that. Never heard of any of these before.
No.
So
my only problem with fantasy books is usually they're like 1,500 fucking pages. Mm. And I can't dedicate that much time to reading a book.
Mm.
I couldn't dedicate that much time to reading a book for this, let alone just, you know, like reading for pleasure kind of thing.
True.
You know.
So the second to last fae that we're going to talk about is one that I've only ever heard. Well, it's been in one movie that I know of. and I see them as like little small fucking men.
Tommyknockers.
No.
Oh.
A little small men that get piss ass drunk or, you know, have fucking potion that will make you fall in love with a cat. That's from Willow.
Leprechauns.
And, no. Brownies.
Oh. I like mine with nuts.
Huh?
I like mine with nuts. Walnuts generally, yeah.
Yes. Also, they're also known as God, I put this in here and I should have been like, help Ben, help with pronunciation.
I also had a brownie deck for magic.
You did?
Yep.
There was a brownie deck?
I made one, yeah. Hmm. I made a deck like brownies and wolves. It's pretty fucking gnarly. It was quick.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Huh.
If I could get 4 or 5 mana out on the table, I could run my entire fucking deck from there.
Okay.
Shit, we're nasty.
Didn't realize. I forgot there was one that like that.
It was like my fucking my rat deck, my black yeah, rat yeah, deck. Yeah. Ooh, shit. I got 2 land down and you're fucked. Like yeah. I'm throwing rats at your ass.
So awesome. They're also known as the Brunade. Ben, if I pronounce it wrong, tell me, please.
Brownade.
Something like that. Brunade.
Brownade definitely sounds like a flavor drink they would have in England, where it's like Kool-Aid, but instead of like flavor, it's just dirt in a pouch. You mix it with water, because that's what most of their food tastes like anyway.
See, there's also the... It's also called the Gruagach. It's a Scots Gaelic... Those are Scots. So they're that's what they are. They're Scots Gaelic.
Yeah, it's
animal creatures.
Unpronounceable bullshit is what it is.
It is a good natured type of hobgoblin from folklore that is said to inhabit houses and to come out at night while the owners of the house are asleep and perform various chores and farming tasks.
We all know who this is.
Dobby.
Dobby was a brownie,
But I don't...
Yeah.
He was a house elf.
Same thing. Master has given Dobby a sock. Yeah.
I think they're supposed to be smaller, though.
It's the same difference, though. Doing the same shit.
Okay. All right, fine.
Coming out and making motherfucker shoes for him because he doesn't have time to.
All right. So they perform various chores, like I said, farming tasks, especially milking the cows, churning butter, and cleaning. In Scotland, there's also said to be a kind called an Ursk. Ursig, I'm gonna pronounce it in Scottish. I don't know. I could be pronouncing it incorrect.
You are. I'm
pretty fucking 100%
sure. I can't pronounce it either, but I know you're not saying it right.
you know, whatever. It'd be okay. So they prefer to spend the summer months amongst the remote Highland waterfalls and streams, and to only come down from the hills and mountains around the end of harvest time to shelter in homes and farmhouses. So they become domesticated in the winter.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
they put bed sheets on.
Yeah.
So,
they are usually depicted as male, although there are examples of female brownies in Scottish folklore.
Yeah, you can tell the difference.
What?
Female ones don't have itty bitty peckers on them.
No nuts.
No, they just. It's not the, it's not a fucking Almond Joy Mounds thing. It's just the female ones don't have little peckers.
All right.
anyway.
So, yeah, there are examples of female brownies in Scottish folklore, such as the Highland brownie Meg Mullock or Hairy Meg.
She sounds like a fucking party.
I know. In some folklore, the Ursk are described as half man, half goat, rather than as a as the same as a brownie. So I guess, I mean, I don't know.
A tiny satyr?
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know. Weird.
That is weird.
So there's a little story. It's called The Brownie of Bog Hall Farm. This is the story. Bog Hall Farm between Dower and Barningon in Perth and Kinross was said to be the home of a brownie who possessed great strength and could turn his hand to almost any chores in the farmhouse on the farm. He lived on eating porridge and slept in a bed of straw in the barn, working tirelessly each night for the farmer and his wife, who are said to have appreciated his work greatly. But one winter, there were cold winds and deep snow, and the farmer's wife became concerned about the brownie and put woolen blankets upon the straw pile he used as a bed. When he saw this, he cried out, "To leave my old haunts? Oh, my heart is a... Oh, shit. Oh, my heart is sair?"
Sure.
"But the wife gave me blankets. She'll see me nay mare."
Oh, you're trying to do it in Scottish. You gotta like talk like you're drunk.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, really loosen up that.
Oh, yeah. Aye, lad.
Well, no, that's a little stiff.
Okay, that's, sorry. That's like, I can have a few more drinks.
That's like fucking Sean Connery Scottish. We got to get you like real Scottish person real, Scottish. Real
pickled?
Yeah. Oh. I mean, not that he wasn't real, wasn't really Scottish because he was, but I'm talking like street Scottish. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to drink a little bit more.
I got a guy I'll show you afterwards.
I'll have to drink a little bit more to get my Scottish out of me.
Yeah.
So I've worked in our barn fray every evening till day. My curse on the blankets that drove me away. All the boon that I have asked were my sowings in stray. But success to bargain, although brownies away. So that brownie of Poggle Farm. The brownie left the farm, and whether due to his departure or not, Boghole Farm was never the same again. And within a few years, the farm was abandoned to nature. What happened to the brownie is unknown, but because he was used to farm work and was a good worker who sought little reward for all he did, he would have most probably found employment elsewhere quite easily. So basically, that's saying that, you know, hey, you don't fuck with, you know, a brownie's bed, because they'll get pissed and leave you, and then your farm will go to shit.
Right. Just for reference, before we go too much further, this is what I'm talking about. Scottish Star Wars. My dad's dead. Yeah. So.
Oh,
I think I've sent Ben every single one of those I've come across, because that dude is fucking incredible. He does like Scottish Avengers and shit like that, where, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So the last fae that we're going to cover is called the Red Cap.
Yeah. Heard of these ones too.
Motherfucker.
Sorry. Again, I pay attention to important shit, unlike you.
I guess so. The Red Cap, which is one that I've never heard of, and was like, okay, let's.
You don't know nothing.
I know. It's true. Damn. Suck. Anyway, somebody will agree with that. Oh, yeah, by the way, before we continue, what the fuck was the whole cat thing about? Like,
cat thing?
With Ben, or David.
What?
Like, talking about something to do with a cat and cat, I don't know.
They're the cat show or a dog show.
I know, but, like, something about cats don't push things or something.
Oh, no, cats don't make a bunch of noise when you knock on things.
Where did that come?
Because apparently in one of the Patreons, I knocked on the wall for emphasis as for something, and the dogs started barking because they're fucking stupid. But
oh, yeah. Okay.
And then somebody jumped to our defense, like, yeah, but you know, dogs don't push things off the table just out of spite. That's true.
It's true.
Mine just do it because they're clumsy and stupid.
Yes, their tail gets in the way.
Yep.
But some cats do that too.
Yeah.
I mean, But then
but cats will intentionally knock shit off the shelf while they're like making eye contact with you. Like, what are you gonna do, bitch? And they're just like,
they're just like, I'm gonna fucking do this, and you're not gonna say.
My cats are pretty fucking are pretty cool. I like my cats.
No, your cats. One of your cats will just kill you in your sleep if you don't feed it.
Because he's fat, he'll lay on your face and suffocate you.
I was talking about the little. Well, the little one will go downstairs. She'll be like, she'll throw you the middle finger.
Luna, really? Dude, that's the cat that because the dog wasn't little spoon with me the other night that she decided, oh, there's nobody here, and like crawled under the covers and curled up with me. Yeah, she's my cat. She's fine.
Yeah, I'm saying if you don't feed her though.
No, she just gets mouthy.
Yeah, it's true. Okay. My computer just fucking decided to go back to the top of the page.
Oh, okay. For no reason. It's a leprechaun's cousin that we're talking about, so.
Yeah, so the red cap. I don't know anything about it, so I said, fuck it, let's look into it. So the red cap is also known as the powry and or the daunter. They're a form of malevolent and murderous dwarf.
Mm-hmm.
They're found in Scottish and English folklore. Red cap is depicted as a short, thick-set old man with long, prominent teeth, skinny fingers, armed with talons like eagles.
Touch me, Lucky Charms, and I will fucking stab you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Large eyes of a fairy that are red in color, grizzly hair streaming down its shoulders, iron boots, a pike staff in its left hand, and a red cap on its head.
So it's Gimli.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are said to murder travelers who stray into their homes and dye their hats with their victims' blood. Red caps must kill regularly. If the blood staining their hat dries out, they die.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Bastards. Red caps are very fast in spite of heavy iron pikes that they wield and iron shod boots they wear,
which is weird because usually iron is a way to ward off fey creatures.
Not these ones
are like, nah, we eat that shit for breakfast.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
you can come in here and we're gonna fuck your animals.
Yes.
Yeah.
So but if you try to outrun a red cap, you're not gonna be able to.
No
Even though they got that fucking those iron boots on,
they're fast.
They're gonna catch up to you.
Iron boots of walking fast is what it is.
Very true.
Yeah,
they caught those in the fucking secret dungeon.
Yeah,
and
they modded shit for that, like
possibly, possibly, yeah. Or they hunted them down.
Iron boots of speed.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Now here's some fae that we all know of. I'm sure the first one is gnomes. Then there's pixies, nymphs, leprechauns, elves, unicorn. And satyr. Now, there are some that I didn't know were actually classified as being fae creatures, other than like the couple that I mentioned before,
right?
Like dragons,
yeah,
banshees,
mm-hmm.
trolls, centaurs, and changelings.
Trolls, I don't know so much about because I don't know.
They are
trolls. I feel are, I was gonna say more of a nature spirit, but that's what fucking fae are.
No, I mean. So now I was just trying to look for like a little bit more to add to the episode, and I came across something that I was like, wait a minute. I'm like, there's two sides to Fae.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know this. This is weird. And I mentioned earlier, Unseelie. Okay. And, what I was talking about, the fucking Gogurt. Yeah, in the Gogurt. the fear. Yes, all I can think of is Gogurt now. God damn it.
Can we agree that Gogurt is like the worst form of yogurt, though?
Never had it.
Oh, dude, it's not good yogurt at all.
When I was talking about the fear Gorda.
Yep.
Okay. So the Unseelie are basically the dark fae. And I didn't know there was a light and dark, but apparently there is.
Well, you have to have balance.
Yeah.
You know?
I didn't really, I just thought they were either good or bad. I didn't think they were like, you know, like dark elves. They're bad. I didn't think they were.
Yeah, well, you look, put it through the perspective of, you know, the Norse pantheon. You have the Aesir and Vanir. You have good and bad gods.
Okay.
You know, the Greeks, same shit. Right now. Where you had, like, the gods and then the Titans, who the Titans were assholes.
Okay, but...
But the Greeks were more like they coexisted better between, like, the ones that were shitheads and the ones that were less of shitheads, you know?
Yeah.
Because they were all shitheads, like...
Well, I mean, they caused some of the shitheads, too.
That's what I'm saying. It's like...
Like Medusa.
Correct, but that's she's not a god.
She's just a demigod. A critter
of sorts. But, like...
She's a demigod.
But if you look at, the Greek pantheon, they were all assholes. Some were just lesser, you know?
True.
Yes. Don't let fucking Disney fool you. Zeus was not a cool dude.
No.
He was a piece of shit.
Like, I just figured, like, fairies, there was only good fairies.
No, God.
But apparently there's dark fairies, too. I didn't know that. I was like, because I was looking at this, I was like, wait a minute. There's dark and light fairies? That's weird. I didn't.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Goblins, I was kind of like, okay. Well, I figured goblins, pretty much all of them were bad goblins anyway. I didn't really think they were like, or maybe they kind of like were sitting on the line, you know?
Yeah, they're, you know, gray.
Yeah. It was like, we're not going to really go there. But like orcs. Okay, orcs, I was like instantly, okay, yeah. Orcs are definitely bad. There's no fucking good orc.
That's only because of the propaganda that, you know, J.R.R. Tolkien put out there, you know.
All right. That's probably true. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess you have, like, maybe you do have good orcs and bad orcs.
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure they're all dickheads.
And then you had, like, boggarts as well, which was, you know, yep, we covered those. We
talked about that.
But, yeah, I was kind of like, oh, that's interesting. I didn't really know that you have... A good and bad, a yin and yang, I guess, so to speak.
But yeah, you have to have light and dark, positive, negative. It's balance. And that's what all of these... Like,
well, I just thought it was like, you know, like stuff like fairies, okay? I thought, okay, all fairies were good. Mm-hmm. I mean, elves, okay, yeah, all right. I can see elves, like some... There's the good, and then there's the bad, but some of the good could be bad, too. But, like, other things like orcs and stuff, you know, most of them are just fucking shitheads. And,
yeah.
You know, like, or trolls, you know, I didn't think any trolls.
I mean, especially when you get into, like, the Celtic and Gaelic stuff, it's all about balance. Like, going all the way back through all of their mythology... It's all about balance.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I actually had fun kind of looking into some of this stuff. You know, the Fae and what they are, you know, what they are. And, of course, I've also been on quite the kick lately on YouTube, where it's been like, I'll sit down every morning and I'll flip on YouTube and watch a thing of... The actual stuff about the lineage of the sons of Ragnar.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
How long do you have in the morning to watch stuff like that? Just curious.
Not very long.
15, 20 minutes?
Well, no, cause it depends what time I get up. If I get up at like this morning, I was about 5:30, so I had enough time to like watch... An hour.
Mysterious Middle East. Add that to your list. You will not be fucking disappointed.
Okay.
That's good shit. Okay. Yeah.
Because, like, it's kind of interesting to, like, with stuff like that, you kind of find out, like, the differences, you know? And if they had something like, you know, going with, like, fae creatures or something like that, I'd definitely be...
There is.
All about
There's it. There's tons of shit like that.
Yeah. Because I think it's...
So... After we've done this, I think I know what I'm going to do for Patreon. So I just got to patreon.com/darkwindowspodcast. Man, you should. If
$5 a month.
If you haven't signed up yet, we're at almost 100 episodes.
Really?
Like, yeah, last week was like 93 or something like that.
Holy shit. No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
That last one we recorded, I think, I'm probably going to drop that as our Thanksgiving week special because that's kind of what we did last year was, yeah, we took Thanksgiving off because it's fucking Thanksgiving and there's turkey and stuff.
Yeah.
So I'll probably drop that for that, but.
Yeah, because Thanksgiving is kind of, yeah.
Yeah. That was a badass, which was a very interesting story.
Mm.
So, fucking wild. Like, you guys will enjoy it. So, but yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And unfortunately, some of you will have heard it in advance, but, you know, it's not my problem. And if you have heard it in advance, don't fucking spoil it for anybody.
Yeah.
Guy was fucking hard to find any information on, so. Anyway,
but yeah, that's
can go over to studio.com. They are Swedish headphone people, which they also have a strong lineage of fey critters and shit.
They do.
You know? I don't know if we've actually really dug into the Norse half of the fey stuff like that, really.
No, because, like, yeah, it's kind of a little bit different. Like, the trolls are, like, not so much bad. They're good.
No, they're neutral. They're indifferent, yeah. You know? They're territorial.
True.
Which a lot of the troll lore and fucking fantasy books and stuff like that comes from the Norse. Like, you know, they have to be undercover in the day or else they turn into stone, like fucking from The Hobbit and stuff like that. That's, yeah, that's where that came from. So, anyway, 15% off your entire purchase when you put in Dark Windows 15 at checkout. Other than that, don't really have anything else to add.
No, I don't either.
I don't either.
No, that's pretty much.
I'm gonna figure out what I'm gonna do for next week.
Me too.
So I think next week maybe another badass because I do have two books sitting in front of me called Badass.
Uh-huh.
One is Badass. One is Badass Ultimate Deathmatch by Ben Thompson, who also now does a goddamn podcast where he just reads his own shit on the air, and it's fucking incredible. So,
check that out. I think it's almost time we do our deathmatch again.
What?
Our 1v1, you know, asshole versus asshole.
Oh, we got to do another Eliminator tournament?
I think it's almost time.
Maybe we could do that for December. We got to really figure out who's going to be in that.
Yeah.
We have to go back and figure out who was in the first one and then go from there because we can't reuse any of those people.
No.
Because nobody's ever going to fucking top Leopold because he was a giant cocksucker.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he was.
He really was.
Or maybe we change it up and not go for world leaders. We go for different people. For asshole eliminator.
Like what?
I don't know. How about everybody?
Not all of them were world leaders, though, that we did. Because we had, like, just people that were assholes in there, too, you know?
Okay,
we had fucking Mangala and...
You're true.
The Japanese Mangala.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know? You're right.
They weren't all world leaders. A lot of them were, but...
You're right.
I mean, we could do a serial killer asshole eliminator, but that's so much... There's so many, and...
Yeah.
And then you can't put the fucking the big ones in there, because... You know, and then the lesser ones that just did horrendous, brutal shit. You have to do way more work to find anything for.
Yeah.
I almost wonder if we do a badass eliminator.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. All right.
U.S. versus the world kind of deal.
Mm.
See how the rest of you fucks stack up. Other than, like, cordwood in front of us. Because the only ones that can really hold a candle to us are the fucking Brits.
It's true.
You know? Oh, Canadians. Whatever. A lot of the ones that are badass, like we've covered here, aren't even like fucking Leo Major. He's not even Canadian. He's from Quebec. It's not the same thing. It's a fucking subspecies of Canadian at the best.
Exactly.
You know? Subhuman species.
Frog.
You know, Canadians are fine. People from Quebec are they're the fucking worst.
They're assholes.
They are. They suck.
I mean, we met a person from Ontario, and...
Because it's fucking regular Canada, and they are cool.
He was cool.
I've met a lot of people from Canada, and they are fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I've also met a lot of people from Quebec that suck every single ball they've ever seen.
Yes.
Yeah. Fucking ball liquor supreme, and I'm not okay with it.
No.
But anyway, just because you can't see out into the dark doesn't mean the dark can't see into you. Bye.
Bye.